Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Board. I'd like to welcome everyone to our meeting here in San Luis Obispo on September 4th. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions for us after we do the roll call?
Thank you. Daniel Press?
Present.
Monica Hunter?
Here.
Russell Jeffries?
Present.
Jeffrey Young?
Here.
Gary Shallcross?
Here.
John Hayashi will be coming later, and David Hodgen is absent.
Okay, Mr. Briggs.
All righty. First of all, I'd like to introduce to my left our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board, Francis McChesney. And I was just talking with Dr. Gary Wolf. Where did he go? Oh, there you are, hiding behind the microphone. Dr. Wolf is on the State Water Resources Control Board as a member and is the liaison to our board. Thanks for being here today. And if we could have Jennifer Epp, John Rohrbaugh, and Matt Thompson come on up to the podium. We are happy to introduce two new staff that we were able to wrangle into working for us before the hiring freeze went into effect. And Matt Thompson is going to introduce them.
Yes, good afternoon, Chairman and Board members. Matt Thompson, Senior Engineer of the Stormwater Unit. It's my pleasure to introduce two new Water Resource Control Engineers in the Stormwater Unit. Jennifer Epp, to my left, comes to us from the consulting firm CH2M Hill out of Sacramento. She has her master's degree in civil engineering from UC Berkeley. She's been working in the consulting arena for about 9 years. Doing some classic structural engineering like bridge work, but for the past 4 years she's been doing water resources engineering. She has some outstanding working habits, and she's also a governor of the California chapter of the American Society of Civil Engineers. We think she's going to be a major asset to the stormwater unit and the Central Coast region. She's going to be responsible for stormwater and hydromodification issues in the lower Salinas and Monterey Peninsula area cities. Some of the projects we'll be talking about today. This is John Rohrbaugh. John comes to us from Tacoma, Washington, where he worked as a permit reviewer and for development projects in Pierce County, Washington. John holds a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from UC Davis, but John is somewhat unique. He went back to school and got his master's of divinity at Fuller Seminary, and he served as a Presbyterian minister for about 6 years before coming back to engineering. And so I think John's variety of experiences will serve him well in the stormwater unit. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, congratulations on being hired, and welcome to the board.
Thanks. I should mention, John, I told you what Jennifer would be doing. John will be responsible for stormwater and hydromodification issues in what we call the Upper Pajaro area, which includes South Santa Clara County and San Benito counties, including the communities of Hollister, Gilroy, Morgan Hill. Those areas. He's currently working to get those areas covered under the statewide Phase 2 municipal stormwater permit. So we finally have a full team.
Good.
So.
Thanks a lot, Matt. I guess John will be also keeping us all straight in the office here, more ways than
John.
One. Huh? Okay. Thanks for those introductions. I want to point out to everyone that we have these testimony cards. And Harvey, you have some blanks there, huh? So if you have not yet filled one out and you're interested in an item on the agenda, if you could do that and give it to Harvey Packer there in the back of the room, we'd appreciate that, and we'll know when to call your name. We also have supplemental sheets that are the cover items that have come in or that we have prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. We send those out to those who we know are interested in the item. We've had quite a few just in the last few days and a few hours, so it's possible that we missed you. And so we do have extra copies in the back here, and I'm going to run through the agenda and let you know which items have supplemental sheets so you'll know whether to look for one or not. So first of all, on item 8, Salinas Stormwater Development Standards, we have multiple supplemental sheets for that one and letters. And on item 19, we have the what we call our question and answer document, which is questions from the board members and our staff answers, and that's regarding the Silva Residence Individual System in Santa Barbara County. Item 20, that's the Guadalupe Settlement Fund. We have a couple of supplemental sheets and multiple letters on that one. Item 22, that's Track 1990, Administrative Civil Liability in San Luis Obispo County. We have a supplemental sheet. Item 23, California Men's Colony, Mandatory Minimum Penalty Order. We have a letter from the California Department of Correction and Rehabilitation, as well as a letter from the Sierra Club. Item 24, California Men's Colony, San Luis Obispo County, Administrative Civil Liability Order. That same Sierra Club letter references that item as well. And I think that's it, unless staff corrects me. I think that's it. Let's see. Restrooms are out this way. And also, if you could set your cell phones to vibrate or off, we would appreciate that as well. And that's it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Why don't we